All right, you can hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, so we want to give a presentation about our project that we have been working on for a while now. And we'd love to have some more input from others and hopefully have some good discussion about it, which is about building a multi-protocol stack based on open source components. Just very briefly about ourselves. My name is Günter Deschner. I work for IBM. I'm also part of the Samba team since a long time. And I've been dealing with all kind of aspects with Samba in the past, mostly with Active Directory integration, these sorts of things, but just recently also now with building an SMB product based on clustered file systems. In the beginning, we were doing this with Cluster, where also Anup played an important role. And now we are building an SMB layer on top of CephFS, which just got G8. And I manage a team of engineers looking into these integration aspects for IBM.
Yeah, I'm Anup. I'm basically working under Gunther. So as I mentioned, I'm also a Samba team member in upstream and focused on the VFS layer of things, basically the integration to the distributed file systems. Yeah.
Okay, so what is multi-protocol? What do we really understand with this term? Even the term itself, sometimes it's written with a white space, sometimes we're not. I just have my own convention. So it's all about concurrent access to storage over standardized network access protocols. So you have one storage solution, and you have a well-established list of network access protocols, which we all know, and you want to create an architecture where you can basically access the same storage over multiple protocols at the same time. Which is, of course, challenging, as we're going to see. So for now, we were only looking at NFS and SMB. Of course, there has been, when we start the discussions around that, a lot of interest also in adding S3, right, which is kind of the new famous access protocol used by so many cloud components. That is something that we do not yet consider for our purposes, so we only focus really on NFS and for SMB. I try to paint a very poorly looking image that kind of visualizes what we have in mind. So we have some entity of storage. It could be a share, it could be a directory, it could be a storage system of some sort, but at least some small granular entity of storage. And then you have these multiple protocol heads sitting on top of that, accessing the same storage data at the same time. And then you have a myriad of all possible client combinations. I just put Linux and Windows clients here as the front-end consumers. We will go into details of all this architecture. So what is really the use case? Why are we actually really doing into why are we looking into this kind of infrastructure? So it's really about supporting just the whole suite of classic office use cases like Word, like LibreOffice and so forth. This is one of the messages that we at IBM got from our product managers. Even if you then consider Word as just a simple use case, if you're familiar with the payload that really the Word application puts on top of a network file system, it actually explores immediately all sorts of very complex aspects of these protocols. So it's everything, but for sure not an easy use case. But nonetheless, this is what people who were starting this discussion had in mind. Of course, we want to also allow the whole suite of developer tools, make Git, Python, compilers, you name it. These need to be supported by that architecture. Also, even web servers and maybe even simple databases. In particular, databases are going to be very challenging, as we're going to hear, but it's on the list as well. So if we start to allow supporting these use cases, we certainly really need to have a lot of focus on data consistency, right? Whatever we kind of allow between these protocols, we need to absolutely make sure that we don't put the storage in the central location at any risk. So we need to look very deeply at all aspects of file locking. We need to also make sure that we have a consistent understanding of how to deal with caching, be it the caching that the file system does, be it the caching algorithms which are exposed over these network protocols. And of course, all things related to authorization data must be very consistent, ACLs in particular. At no means we may ever slip access permissions in these kind of scenarios. Metadata, of course, needs to be dealt with as well. So has actually this been done before? And yes, of course, there are many proprietary solutions that provide this functionality to some sort, of course, always. In the field, there's NetApp Mixed Mode, VAST, Wicca, Nasuni, Dell EMC. It's an ongoing list. There are many new products who just look at this as well. Toxera even is considering doing this, I think, with a new NFS server. But these are all fully proprietary solutions, meaning they have their own file system, which they have under full control, and they also implement their own set of protocol servers on top of that. But there are also examples of at least a partly open-based solution. Cetera is one that I started looking into. I don't have many details on it right now. But there is the currently named IBM Storage Scale product, which have had a different name over the past. It's also an older product for IBM that uses the open source components, Samba and NFS Ganesha for the protocols, but provides its own proprietary file system called GPFS, which is a very mature and very well-performing file system. And their architecture, and we're going to touch a little bit on that as well, is all based on the kernel-based GPFS file system that they mount. So they mount really a file system as if it would be a local file system, and then they have these protocols just operating on the local files as if they were really local. And this is only possible to while leveraging a couple of integration pieces that in particular Samba provides to offload some of the complexity to the kernel itself. The three examples I gave here are kernel share modes, kernel oplocks, and POSIX locking. So aspects for locking mostly, and also for caching. But if you use this infrastructure and whatever, let the kernel, the Linux kernel, take the important decisions about access control and the locking in that example, then you will quickly identify a couple of limitations, because these kernel APIs, they have been designed at some time, so they kind of didn't catch up with the ongoing extensions of many of these algorithms, like for kernel leases, for example. So they didn't really change a lot. They're hard to implement, and then even sometimes they're not implemented in a way that we can easily consume them, or they're even not always following the specification fully. So it's a very inflexible way to kind of do any changes at the kernel level. This will have an impact on what we are planning to do. So there are examples, but is there also a standard? Is there kind of any attempt being made ever to specify this behavior or to this architecture in some sort? The network protocols per se, as you know, they're well standardized and well defined and well documented. For the NFS specifications, there are various RFCs, there are industry-wide entities that really just look into defining all aspects and all extensions and improvements for the protocols over a long process of iterations, and so there's a lot of specification going on there as well. For SMB, not so much, because it was mostly a Microsoft-owned protocol, and only with the court decision that has been made, Microsoft was actually forced to finally document their protocols. But they did this in a really beautiful manner, not only specifying the properties that you will see on the network, but also document the client behavior. And that gives a person to implement the protocol a very good hint what is really the expectation. It does feature A, B, C. Is it optional? Is it really enforced? Will all Windows clients use it? And what happens if they are not, if these features are not supported, and so forth? So it kind of not only specifies the protocol per se, but also the client and server expectations and the behavior. Very different from the NFS specifications. They leave a lot of room for interpretation and for the optional character of implementing these features. That makes it way more difficult to come up with the standard way of implementing a specific feature, unlike SMB. But no one really made an attempt to kind of create an overlap and really create a specification for all these overlaying aspects. And there are so many similarities in the protocols, as you will see, that this sounds to be a very likely and easy thing to do, but it is not. There's a lot of detail which makes this very hard. So all these solutions that I mentioned, they all came up with their own way of doing a multi-protocol implementation, right? There's no specification that you just follow and write down and implement all things. It's really a lot about what can the infrastructure provide, what use cases do you want to support, what clients do you have even. But there is also the Microsoft Windows Server, and we, as we were both have a very strong Samba focus, obviously. So we always look, okay, what does Windows do? How does Windows behave? And maybe this is a good opportunity to consider this to be a reference implementation and learn from that and see if things can be derived from that. They do support this concurrent sharing over SMB and NFS for many years now. But of course, we want to be 100% open source based, so we will have to look also on what the servers can provide that we have accessible. Along with all these discussions, I mean, these are not new things. There is Volker Lendecke sitting behind over there. He made a wonderful paper, a great presentation at the Storage Developer Conference 2 years ago. To really explain all the different concepts, right? So the concept of a session, for example, how does that map in these two worlds, apart from all the more obvious things like locking and directory names and these sorts of things. So that's really a highly recommended start point to really start overseeing the complexity of really mapping these two worlds to one thing. Of course, when we now want to implement something, we want to learn from that. We want to build up on top of that. We don't want to kind of bring in any new protocol or protocol extensions to some sort. We would ideally really just use the completely unmodified NFS and SMB clients out there, be it in Windows, be it in Linux or wherever, and let them operate to one server without really being aware that there's really a multi-protocol infrastructure on the server side. So the server really needs to make sure that it understands all these problems and has a solution for all of them, or at least kind of has everything under control so that there is no exposure of any kind of undefined field, let's put it that way. So that said, we need to look at the components that we have at hand to really see what is available already. And see how these user-space implementations of SMB and of NFS can be modified appropriately if they don't already provide APIs that help us in our journey to implement it. And it is, of course, obvious that the file system which we are going to use really plays a key role. And as you know, we are also part of the Ceph organization. So, of course, our file system of choice, our storage system, is the Ceph infrastructure. Where we have a lot of ways to bring in new changes and to plan out supporting new scenarios. There's also an important understanding that we are not planning to put a lot of authority on the kernel, but to really use the different API that we use in order to communicate with our storage system in user space. So we have a library which is easy to be extended, which is currently used by NFS Ganesha and also by Samba, as Anup will go into more details into. And this is what we plan on building on. Okay, so I pass it over to you.
Yep, all right. So let's look at some of the building blocks here. And as you can see, here is where you see Ceph for the first time in this slide. Ceph, as you all know, some of you might have already attended the earlier talk. It is an open source storage ecosystem which provides file, block, object, everything. And it is highly available and fault tolerant. As Gunda just mentioned, we do not rely on the kernel space. We rely mostly on the user space because the Ceph most of the things, majority of this logic happens in the user space. So we do have a library called libcffs with high-level and low-level APIs. Right now, we make use of the low-level APIs to connect with the underlying file system from a protocol side, like if it is from SMB or if it is from NFS, we make use of this libcffs library. And on the SMB side, obviously, Samba is our choice here. And we do have a layer called VFS layer in Samba, where we have a module called module dedicated for Ceph. You'll see the keyword Ceph underscore new, which is a new module, but not very new. It is at least 1 or 2 years old. So that's the module that we use to integrate with the underlying Ceph file system. It is capable of using these low-level APIs from libcephfs. It can do asynchronous I/O calls and, of course, the FS script support, which was discussed in the earlier talk by Wengi. There is a kernel integration, kernel client also from CephFS side, but we are not using it. We are purely going through the libcephfs user space. And from Samba side, there are some kernel level parameters that we could configure within Samba for oplogs, share modes, and locking. But at the same time, there are some limitations, like there are a particular set of oplogs that we have to disable internally to make some part of it clear. So the kernel level approach is kind of limited. And coming to the NFS world, the open source approach is via the NFS Ganesha. In a similar way, where we have a VFS layer in Samba, we have a file system abstraction layer in NFS Ganesha, which allows us to talk to underlying file systems. And we do have a Ceph FSAL module in NFS Ganesha, which handles this integration. The common approach here is that both these integrations, like whether it is from Samba or from NFS Ganesha, both of these make use of libcephfs. It goes through the lower-level API calls from the C native API library. A little bit about how the Ceph storage stack looks like in the current upstream world. We did have some protocol and enhancements, like we did not have a native deployment scenario for SMB with Ceph. But recently with the Tentacle release, we had this integrated service, so we can manage both NFS and SMB in a similar way from the same orchestration component of Ceph, which is Ceph ADM. And we can monitor, we can do monitoring, IO rate limiting, and FS script, as I mentioned earlier. There is also dashboard support for both NFS and SMB, which you can basically do make use of to do the monitoring and IO rate limiting. Live stats. And from Samba side, yeah, obviously for Active Directory integration, we need WinBind, and we also do, we have integrated this aspect also, the Active Directory integration also with this storage stack. Yeah, and the common IO path here is libcephfs, which is the library that we make use of. There is no kernel client involvement here. Now, I'll quickly mention some of the technical differences in some of the key aspects when we consider the multi-protocol approach to such file systems. First and foremost, the ACLs. We know how complex the ACLs can be, but when we compare, it is mostly or similar to some extent for SMB and NFS in terms that the permissions that we can configure, the allow, deny aspects of the ACLs, those are all kind of similar concepts, but there are subtle differences in both. In SMB world, it is called a security descriptors, and in security descriptors, we can have different kind of ACL entries, like we can have discretionary access control, SACLs, and stuff like that. It's not just the normal file directory ACLs. And in Samba, we can store these ACLs, SMB ACLs, as such in the file system using XAddress. And at the same time, Samba can map these ACLs into the POSIX world, which is obviously a lossy mapping. So right now in the storage stack in upstream, I think we have the storing of these security descriptors as it is using a different VFS module in Samba called ACLXATER. And in with NFS Ganesha also, I think the FSAL integration for NFS Ganesha uses POSIX ACLs. I don't think there is a map. Of course, yeah, I have linked a draft there with regards to how the mapping from NFS V4 ACL, how lossy it is, and related details, you can find it in that link. But NFS Ganesha can do NFS V4 ACLs. So that's already there. But when it comes to LibsFFS, which is the common IO path, LibsFFS only provides POSIX ACLs right now. Yeah, that's it with ACLs. And regarding the exclusive locking, there is a concept of share modes in SMB and a similar concept called share reservations in NFS. You can see a few of the flags that we use in both of these protocols. Like, there are some common things like read, write, but in SMB we see a file share delete, which is not present in NFS protocol. So here also there is a difference in how this protocol exclusive locking is considered. And when it comes to LibsFFS, we don't have anything right now. So for a multi-protocol approach, we need to have some kind of interface from LibsFFS to accept and accept all these semantics. Yeah, and byte range locking. In POSIX world, the locking is always advisory. But in the SMB world, it is considered to be a mandatory one. So if an application which is opened and processed, accessed by an SMB client, it is supposed to be done in a mandatory locking behavior that any other client is expected to check whether this is in use and then respond accordingly. But in POSIX world, there is no such limitation. Like, even if there is a lock held by other process, you can just simply access the file, unless there are some file mode bits are set and some kernel level involvement is there. Otherwise, it is all advisory locks. And since SFFS compliance to a POSIX file system, I see a typo there. We can do only advisory logs right now.
Yeah. All right, and locking is one thing. The other thing is also caching. Of course, there are very similar concepts in NFS and SMB when it comes to caching. SMB leases and NFS delegations have a very similar functionality, even some similarity in the calls. But there are also differences that need to be taken into account. Foremost, just by kind of creating this mapping, this is just one aspect, but we also need to kind of find a solution. How do we actually deal with conflicts? So what happens if an SMB client has a lease and an NFS client wants to have a delegation? So then there is no kind of indication. What is the server behavior? How does it look? How does it need to react to these kind of conflicts? How does it resolve them? These are all things that we as an implementation then need to define. And we need to really be very careful in particular, these caching aspects. They have callbacks built in, so there are callbacks to the client. For leases, there's a lease break request, lease break reply, and so forth. And they even carry specific error messages, and these error messages then trigger some specific expectations and behavior on the clients. So it's a very sensitive area. And as said, there's just not one solution to kind of implement these things, but it's always the need for having a lot of testing and to really watch and monitor and understand how the clients react to specific reactions from the server side. So this is going to be a very difficult and tedious area, which we will then need to look at next, maybe not for the first prototype that we're planning to create. In ZFFS itself, there is a delegation API right now, which is used by NFS Ganesha to implement NFS delegations that maybe can serve as a vehicle to implement a mapping and a proper client-server behavior that we have in mind. Then, of course, there are big differences in how high availability failovers are dealt with. With NFS, you have a handling with grace periods. In SMB, you have a much more complex way of doing it. CTDB has some built-in ways to provide that. And there's even in the SMB3 protocol a new service invented by Microsoft that will allow transparent failover, which is now also fully implemented in Samba, by the way. So there's a lot gap on that side that needs to find an answer. Then obviously you have different file handle types in the SMB world, durable, resilient, and persistent file handles, which don't have a similar concept on the NFS side. So that's also something need to be taken care of. And then of course a whole myriad of small details like file system attributes, case-sensitive file names, and so forth, permissions. So there's a lot of list that we could easily extend to a longer call. But there's not only the technical challenges, there are also organizational challenges, right? To quote Volker again, he wants, not maybe in this exact terms, but in the sense he said, no individual can oversee the design and resolve the implementation complexity alone. So it can't just be done by one talented engineer or one talented team. It really requires a team effort of all these components to really have the same goal in mind and to work towards the same project, and then also open up the server implementations so that it can be fully and rightfully implemented. And yeah, nonetheless, as so often, just by looking at the problem space and painting it in a bigger and bigger picture, one could easily give up and never really start, but we actually want to start and we actually did start. So the first thing that we do is to really invest into test cases and try to find simple use cases, try to define test cases that we have a reproducible way to first really explore the currently existing problems and to then really scale down what we actually all need to do on an implementation perspective to overcome these things and to really design the solution that we have in mind. So one engineer on the Ceph team has looked into creating a testing framework based on Python with a defined list of use cases so that we can explore the ACL behavior, first of all, to really see if looking at ACL as an isolated component is maybe a good first start point to really see what all needs to be done and what is already there, what is already working, and to build up a test infrastructure which is ideally then publicly available, allowing us to verify and to see if we are all doing the right thing in the turn of upcoming changes. One could also think to leverage the existing C libraries which are present and can be used for that, libsmb2, libnfs. We could also build up and invest more using these libraries. Then we need to, of course, design the implementations that we have in mind, but also not really kind of trying to create the super multi-protocol specification and really then end up with a monster that no one will ever be able to implement. So we really want to make this very use case driven and to always motivated by what we can actually really use in the products and what are really possible use cases for this approach. So it has to be all following a certain stage implementation. As I said, we look at the ACLs first, then at the mandatory file locking next, which was kind of a good way to probably lock out the other protocol entirely so that we don't need to resolve complex overlaps, but we can just kind of, if someone keeps a mandatory lock on a file, then the other protocol won't be able to access it in the meantime. It's a very simplistic and a simple thing to do, but maybe this could be one of the first things to accomplish. Currently, we have an earmarking feature that basically disallows you to deploy the both services on the same subvolume, which is kind of our way to prevent basically running into multi-protocol scenarios right now. And then, of course, we need to look at the much more complex world of creating mapping of byte range locking and so forth. Again, this list can then be endlessly continued. And of course, we want to and love to involve the community. And just because we have chosen NFS and NFS Ganesha and Samba as user space choices, this I think without really any big alternatives in the open source space. But there could be also some interest maybe from other clustered file systems to help building up such an infrastructure and to discuss with us, like maybe from Gluster, maybe from Lustre, I don't know. But at least right now we are focusing all our things on CephFS, because there we can really easier bring in changes for the required interfaces like libcephFS. But yeah, so we would love to hear more input from the community and from others outside. And I think, I gave a list of some very interesting talks. The one talk that I mentioned from Volker about creating this NFS and SMB common infrastructure, highly recommended, but there are others as well. There was a good talk from Tom Talpe at last year's SMXP conference comparing SMB3 and NFS v4, also in light of their history, also a very good talk. There's actually one feature that we gave a presentation last year together with my colleague Patrick about case-sensitive file name support in CephFS, which could be considered as maybe one first baby step towards multi-protocol support, because it kind of harmonizes the access over multiple different layers. And yeah, that is all that we have. Thank you very much.
Questions, so catch you in the hallway track and we'll switch over.
Okay.